Blog Talk Radio.
What? I'm built from the ground. To your heart I am bound. Let the clock go round. Let the clock go round. Why you always take so long to call me? No, I gotta wake up in the morning. You know every second as I go in it. Need 2,000 hours. We can be so in love.
Let's just have fun and make this one to remember.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, joined by my special co-host, Essentially Zen, and this is Love Zone. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. I got mine. Zen, you got yours?
I have mine. I absolutely
How you
do.
Doing?
I need to get more, though.
Oh, honey, I was supposed to get some today, but I kind of left out late and wound up running late, and my plans didn't go through like I wanted them to. But I'm gonna try again tomorrow. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Been looking forward to this show all week. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know what? I have never seen such a itty-bitty sandwich in my life. I stopped eating, right? I was in the nail salon, and I love that mall. I love that salon. So this is like my first time in that restaurant. That's what was making me run so damn late, waiting for my food, right?
I get home.
Did you take pictures?
No, I ate the damn thing. It's so little, right? It was like this, it was just like a little bit bigger than a 50-cent piece. Okay, it was like guess how much it was? It was a crab cake, but they called it a Krabby Patty because it was between two buns and some lettuce.
I knew what they were doing.
Guess how
$8.
Much it was?
$8.
Yes, yes, eight and some. Cheese.
I almost spit out my drink.
Girl, look, I got a Caesar salad. Two of the Krabby Patties for me and my son, and this nasty, nasty green apple-flavored soda and a cherry vanilla soda, which I thought was going to taste good. Both of them, once the green apple tastes like grass with ice in it, the cherry vanilla tastes like syrup, okay? And I'm like, guess how much the whole meal cost? The whole
meal. $45.
$45 for two salads, two Krabby Patties, and two sodas. Mm-hmm. I said, you've got to be. You know, look, I was cussing. Yes, I was.
Oh, no. Don't go back there. Please don't.
I'm not. See, I was hungry and I was running and I wanted to just do what I wanted to do. I wanted to get back here. I called my son and luckily he was in the area because he does, what is that, DoorDash?
Okay.
So he was in the area, and he got me home on time, so I'm good. But yes, I will
I
not.
Right on time. Thank you.
I will. Yes,
what's
yes, thank
name?
God. His name is
Jordan,
Angelo.
Right?
But
Angelo.
No,
thank
Jordan
you,
is my younger Angelo. He likes to be called G-Lo. He just, that's his thing. I call him Chef Boyardee Negro because he thinks he cooks better than me.
Have him make you some Krabby Patties.
Yeah, now he could do. I should have had him do it. I was really, really hungry because I hadn't eaten anything since 10 o'clock this morning, and that was just a BLT.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
My stomach was doing flips. I was starting to feel a little weak, you know.
Aww.
But let me give out this number and this information for these people and give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox. Without him, we would not be. The dial-in number, see, I'm a little off right now because I'm trying to get myself together. The dial-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 319-527-6300. And make sure you press that 1. To participate because we love you too. Now, tonight, the question that we are asking is a little off, but I do know that these kind of relationships do exist. The question is, can you be in a relationship without kissing? I mean, just no kind of kiss at all. Now, I know I can't, okay? I've come across a guy that had this issue. And that was completely understandable because back then I was smoking cigarettes. And me being a non-smoker now, I can't I can't do it. I can take a cigar because that's not as frequent, it's not as often. That's more of a sit back, chill, pleasure, you know, type thing. But cigarettes, oh, child, please, nah. I put a cross sign up. It, nope, get away from me. I can't do it because I remember
that was his
how.
Issue?
Huh?
That was his issue. He didn't like the smell of them or something.
Yeah, and I respect that and I understand that now. But back then, I was like, really, man? You know, you want me to do other things to you, but you can't kiss me? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
But now I understand because that crap gets in your hair, all in your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just gross. It's really, really gross. And I thank God that I don't smoke anymore. As a matter of fact, it'll be 5 years. Actually, it was 5 years yesterday. No, 2 days ago. Today's
nice.
The 7th, right?
Happy anniversary.
April 5th, 5 years ago. Thank you. Yes. I'm so happy. And trust me, people, y'all out there that's smoking cigarettes, I'm going to tell you something. If you quit, it will add years to your life. Your breathing will improve. Your sense of taste and smell will return a lot stronger than what it is now. You will feel much, much better. I promise you. I'm speaking from experience. And I was told the same exact thing, but back then when I was being hard-headed, like, whatever, you know, I'm blowing, puffing. But it's so worth it. It really is. Because if I hadn't stopped, I wouldn't be able to do my little trucking like I do. I'm big. And haul.
Yeah, you can totally walk, son. I see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it feels good. Now I got me some new kicks. I'm really going to get it.
What's
up? I want to know, essentially, Johnny, how do you feel about this? Would you be in a relationship without any kissing?
So, here's the thing. All week I'm thinking about this question, and my answer is absolutely not. Of course not. But I try to keep an open mind and just consider what the responses may be and where people may be coming from. And I think the word out of this question for this week is going to be relationships. Based on how that's perceived, we're going to get some responses where – based on how they perceive relationships, whether or not that's possible for them. Now, for me, my answer at first was no, but then I actually remembered a situation that I talk about in my piece where, yeah, it's an answer to this, an answer, but not my preferred answer.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see.
I agree with you. I do. I agree with you. I'm very interested in finding out what the insight is for these people and have they actually experienced it. I already told you my reason why that relationship it flopped real quick. Because I'm like, I know how I am. I'm highly sexual and I'm very, very affectionate. And I'm super, super affectionate. And my thing is, it didn't start out right away with the non-kissing thing, but after a while, he was like, "I don't want to kiss no more." And for a minute, he wouldn't tell me why, and it didn't register with me. This nasty ass cigarette smoke, you know, make your breath stink. You know, all of that. And then he would tell me what he did was. He didn't like me smoking in his vehicle, and I respected that. I would get out, and I would stand outside and lean against the door, you know, and smoke my cigarette. What he did was take my whole pack of cigarettes, and he crushed them up, and he tossed them. We would sit out by the river, by the lake, and he tossed them in the water, and I'm like, are you out, Joe?
Yeah, I feel some kind of way about that. Gosh.
You got to pay for that. You know,
at least.
And it led to a really nasty argument after a while because he did it several times. I was like, I can't do this anymore. You know, I got love for you, but I can't do this anymore. And I'm not going to stop smoking. And he's like, you chose smoking over me, this and this and that. I thought you cared for me. I do, but I have a really, really bad habit, and I don't know how to quit right now. So you don't want to kiss me, and I deserve to be kissed. So, you know, it had to end.
I hear you.
No, I don't have no regrets, but I learned my lesson. You know, mm-hmm. It is what it is. Yeah. But I am interested in these people's commentary, their comments, their conversation.
Yes.
Let's open up this first microphone and see. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can usually tell who's calling, but I can't find my call log. I have everybody's number written down, but I don't know what the hell I did with that book. So, y'all, who it is, who you are when I open up your mic. Area code 410, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, this is my first time. This is Lisa Lips.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Oh, suckers.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Well, how you doing?
I'm so appropriate on topic.
This is so awesome. What a treat. Wow. Essentially,
I got
you know,
to see today, man. You girls made me write something today.
Yes. Awesome.
That's a beautiful thing. I love that. That's the first time. No, that's not the first time, but I like to hear that people write
mm-hmm.
because they get inspired because of a topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's awesome. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I posted
okay.
to Facebook as well today. So I've been shouting you guys out and reposting and sharing the thing. So hopefully I'm pulling in some of my folks as well.
Yes,
awesome. Yes. It's always an open mic for you guys. And no holds barred here on the Love Zone, honey. Trust me, we are open to the conversation. Yes. We get on out, we get a letter naughty up in here, you know. But it's all good. We're all adults.
I think I can handle naughty.
Okay. I think you can, too. So, lovely diva, essentially, would you like to ask Lisa Lips the question of the night?
Yes. So can you be in a relationship without kissing?
My name is Lips. I can't do without.
I know
but seriously, though, for real, there's somebody in my life. We are not in a relationship right now. We kind of are at that place where we know we want to see each other. But
mm-hmm.
there's so many obstacles in the way at the moment. And
mm-hmm.
he doesn't like to kiss.
Mm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
having real struggles with that idea.
I'm sure. Did he give you a reason why? What is it?
It's just not
it?
Something he enjoys, he says.
Really?
It's not mm-hmm. about me. It's about the fact that he just doesn't like it.
Mm. Has he attempted to with you? Have you actually had any kind of lip contact with
there's
him?
There's been like, you know, friendly pecks on the cheek or a quick kiss, you know, when he's walking out the door occasionally, but, you know, nothing really passionate.
No. I'm going to pray for that relationship for you, baby, because
at this point, there's no telling where it'll go because, like, we are definitely friends and there's definitely a connection. But
mm-hmm.
he's got his dramas. I got my dramas.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
we got our lot. And there's a great age difference, too, so that's also an issue. But,
okay,
yeah. If it's meant to be, I feel like it'll happen eventually.
Yeah, see what happens organically. Yeah,
this is true.
But at the moment, this single chick is wishing there was someone to be kissing on right now. But for now, I write about it.
All right.
Let's do some manifesting and see what the universe sends you, you know, because the universe is always going to send you what you want, what you need, you know, and they're not going to send you
the
wrong thing.
The universe is playing with my mind right now because they sent sent me back somebody from 30 plus years ago that took me out over the weekend, and I'm now confused as to what I want to do.
Oh, Oh,
because
well,
he's made a point of saying
you have to make a choice. That's what that is.
Well, I don't remember what caused us to go our separate ways back in the day. I just remember that I had concerns that made me avoid him when we did.
Okay. Okay.
But
okay.
Life has carried him through a lot of changes. So the person that I went out with last weekend was not the guy I knew from 30 years ago. He's mellowed out. He's become more humble. And I see things that I like in that.
Oh, of course you do.
So definitely a choice then, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Beloved above is not going to send you anything or anybody wrong. It's not going to put anything wrong in your way.
And I agree with that. But my problem has always been that I make choices that aren't exactly what he sent me. And I think it's the right thing. You know, and then I get in it and I figure out after I'm too deep in to run that I did this and not him. He didn't send us. It came along. Mm-hmm. It was like that Madea movie when her and Bam are talking to the preacher that had married the young girl. And they start talking about the reference of Jesus sending the disciples for the ass. She's like, yeah, you saw that ass and you liked that ass, but that wasn't your ass.
Oh, right. Right. Okay. Yeah. And
I done had a whole lot of other people's asses. I ain't never found mine.
Well, hey, look, he ain't going to send you somebody else's something. He just doesn't do that. When you make a choice to indulge, it's about our choices. You know what I mean? He's always there for us, but we got to make that right choice because he ain't going to make you do anything. That's not how it works with him. You know what
you
mean?
Have
unless
to realize
you
what
attention.
Is what he sent. Right. You have to realize
Absolutely.
What it is that he sent and not
Absolutely.
What it is that you desire because your desires aren't always those that need to be made.
That's right. And you got to be ready when he does send it to you, you know, ready to receive it because he's going to send it. He's going to send it. Asking
and I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Yeah, there's a persistent brother in the inbox that's just, like, trying to beat me down that he's the right thing, but I can't see it.
Did you consider it?
I have not, really. I looked at things that he had posted, and those things don't agree with my lifestyle.
Okay.
And the things that he wants, apparently the things that he wants, because, you know, folks post things just because they post them sometimes. But what I see on his page that he agrees with does not agree with my life at all. But he swears that I'm the one in his mind.
Well, give him a little conversation. See if it leads in a different direction. Might blossom into something. You never know. I'm off. I'm just trying to
be off. It's going to be a whole lot of things happening to get me there. You know, right now, I'm just enjoying being single and figuring out how to date because I never did when I was young.
Okay. I don't respect that.
Yeah.
Well, I made a choice to sit by myself for a minute too because I had to reevaluate some things and check myself and get to that
and I did too.
So
I did the same thing. I had to take a break and figure me out first because nobody else can understand me if I don't understand me.
Absolutely. You know, and when you learn how to love yourself, I mean really, really go deep inside and like release. You know, I'm going to say something a little off topic. When you learn how to recognize what hurts you and you own that, you let it surface. People don't understand. You have to let that pain surface so you can release it.
Right.
Let it go. Because if you don't and you keep denying it, you're denying yourself. And you're not doing that, but like holding yourself back. And all those things you say, you know, I wish this and I wish that, and Lord, why, and this and this and that. The Lord is like, well, can't send it through your door because your door is closed. You got to open
right.
up and release it. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. But we're not going to get into this because I can go on and on about this forever. Okay. I want to hear what you brought for us to listen to.
Okay. And back to the subject of kissing.
Yes. Yeah.
So my
whenever
piece
you're ready,
tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My piece tonight was a blast of energy this afternoon after I thought about this topic for I don't know how long and couldn't come up with the words. And then finally I started doing some research. So I looked up the phrase passionate kisses and I sought it out in other languages. And I came across the Swahili that says busu za shauku. And that sounded poetic to me. So this is where this piece comes from.
The mic is yours.
I want to be drowned in passion, filled with desire because of the taste of your panacea. Kisses so deep, I think I might seize from breathing in your exhale. Eyes stretched wide to experience your rapture up close, driving my mania to its brink. Cup my face in your hands as your tongue probes my recesses, sucking gently on my lips and bringing wellsprings of thirst to my infernal pit, heat rising in waves as ardor overtakes us. Need is strong between us, coiling two beings into one figure shadowed on the floor. Kisses that express every ounce of craving within us. Busu za shauku, our ancestors cry. We refrain because we choose to dance the banshee rites, but not give in to the ritual. So that when we do become one, it's our mutual love and respect and honor of real devotion. A lifetime of consuming fire built on more than carnal knowledge. That's what I desire. And peace.
Wow. I love the what, can you tell me what exactly it is that you're saying?
That I want all of the passion, but I want us to know each other, not just physically know each other.
No. I'm talking about the language, the African language that you were speaking.
Right. Busu za shauku means passionate kisses.
Oh, man. I like that. Oh, it's touching me right now. I like that. It feels good when you say that. I got to learn how to say that. That was a beautiful piece. And I totally understand what you're saying. You know, it's all or nothing with me, honestly. Because I know what I bring to the table. So I understand exactly what you're saying in this piece, and I agree with it 100%. Janice?
Would you mind posting that on the event page? I would love to read it if it's comfortable. I love the references to our ancestors, about it going deeper and it being a lifetime of consuming fire. Absolutely spoke to me. It's ancestral. It's I don't know. It's part of us being able to connect in that way. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yes,
absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to expand. Trying to expand my thinking. I write passionate pieces a lot, but in my own life, I've chosen to refrain from sex unless there is more than just a physical connection.
Absolutely.
So there's no midnight booty calls in my life anymore. There's no friends with benefits. You know, there has to be some connection. There has to be some emotion between us.
Absolutely.
I get a lot of pushback on that idea, but it's the choice that I've made for myself. And if you can't deal with the choice that I've made for myself, then maybe we don't need to be friends at all.
Right. Look, I'm with you 100%. Trust me. I'm straight up with you. I ain't gave up no booty in over 2 years, and I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't come correct to me, I'm not. It ain't happening. And I want to get to know you first. Ain't no jumping
right.
in because see, I got control. I'm like I said, I'm highly sexual, but I have control of mine. Okay, because I'll go home and play with myself before I get to somebody like
right.
that. I want to get to know you. I want you to get to know me. You know what I mean? And if we can't have that kind of relationship start off like that, then it's not going to go anywhere. I've been in those kind of relationships, that quick sense, that sex thing. Not saying that I ain't going to get that, but, you know, I'm just at that point in my life because I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not playing no more. I'm not doing it
right.
no more. Ain't no games being played. Ain't no, you know, like you said, that booty call and, you know, you come around when you just want some and it's, yeah, I don't care how good it is. No.
Right.
It's got to be more than that for me. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. So, I totally agree with everything that you said. But I do have to set you over in the love lounge because I got other callers waiting to give their
opinion. This is the first time I've ever been the first one on air. I'm excited.
Oh, well, you budgetary. Congratulations. Captain Fail.
And the piece is posted. I just put it up.
Yay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, ladies.
We're over there in the love lounge. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. That was awesome. And, I agree with everything she's saying. I ain't playing no games.
What a way to
shit.
Start.
For real.
What a way to start, yeah.
You know, I still got fire inside of me. I'm very, very hot. But more, you know, that sexualized thing, just doing it, it's... Nah, nope, can't do it. Just but it's got to be more. It's got to be more. Okay, it's just too much. I bring to the table for just to be sexually based relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And I've had too much experience with heartbreak and you know all kinds of craziness, and I know what I want. And if I can't get it, well, it will stay and say, on to the next.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me open up this next microphone and see who we got calling in. Area code 615, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, La Perla Negra, it's C34 Music. How are you? And Janice, how are you?
Hi, C34, how are you?
This is awesome, man. How you doing tonight?
Well, here's the story time. I'm dealing with Marsha and Jan Brady all in one. And I feel like Joker from next. I feel like Joker from Next Friday, where before he said, "I don't even like Houdini." He said, "Shut the."
Oh, man.
Anyway, let me get off this cliff right here. Oof, Woosa.
Let me ask you the question of the night for the evening. I'm going to stop saying of the night. It sounds like some old hooker on the corner stuff.
I've seen that show.
Can you be in a relationship without kissing?
Without kissing? This is an elementary school. This is not high school. I'm a grown-ass man, so I better get some lips.
I know that's right. Woohoo! I'll show you on that one. Mm-hmm. Have you ever come across a relationship like that?
Yeah, that's puppy love. That's basically what that is. But when I got older, it was like, we getting in. And that's how that's going to be.
I hear that. Man, oh, man. Well, I tell you what, I'm very, very interested in hearing what you brought for us to listen to tonight. And I know you brought something delicious.
Yes. I'm definitely thinking that you will like this one.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Kissing You. Preparing for you like this is the playoffs. I'm not LL Cool J, but I lick my lips to make them stay soft. Brush my teeth with baking soda and peroxide. Kill the bacteria with fluoride-free toothpaste, and I gargle with mint mouthwash. Got Altoids on steroids, and I drink my peppermint schnapps. Because I want to resuscitate your heart, saving your life. Giving you mouth to mouth like I'm from Baywatch. I scrape my tongue like it's a sculpture because you're a work of art, just a masterpiece, and I'm asking for a kiss. My appetite is this, to embrace those face pillows, touching my life preservers where I can escape to the softest place on earth. Recharge my electrical by giving the power surge that operates my pulse through my arteries and pop my veins. See, this is what I anticipate and is what I'm missing, girl. Let me be your Secretary of State. Call me Kissinger. Let's lock lips as I extend my tongue into you while pretending we're skating in the Olympics doing figure eights. Let's get intimate. I'll be your Jermaine Jackson. Let's get serious. I'll adore you like Prince if you do me, baby, till I'm delirious. And no, you don't need liners, gloss, or lipsticks. I like them raw like an old dirty bastard, and I'll bring the max factor. I'm captured by those plumpy, fluffy mattress on your face. I'm asking once again, can I have a taste? I don't do public displays of affection down avenues. I just want to let you know the desire I have for you. Can I kiss you? Is there a chance for this? If not, let me go with my progressive flow and get with this new girl in town while saying to you, kiss my grits. I ain't want you no way. In peace.
You know what? Every time I hold on to a line, you come with another one and another one. I'm like, I wanted to speak on that. Here he come with another great line and another one and another one. I like the drawing. You said, "Let me be your head of state." Would you kiss and kiss?
Yeah, let me be your Secretary of State. Call me Kissinger.
Secretary of State. Call.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like all the lines. See, this is why we call him the wordsmith, essentially, because he plays on them, and they just they fit so well, and he just goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, that kept me smiling. I had this big old smile on my face. That was awesome. I love all the music references. Yeah, wordplay is always on point. I can't keep up. I can't jot down all of these lines. There's just so many of them, but it's a general feeling that I walk away with when I listen to your pieces, and this one just made me smile. It was fun. Oh, you made me laugh at the end. I love the little LL reference.
Yes, okay. All of that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Y'all, excuse the rattle and the noise in the background. I'm trying to put my shoes back in the box. Sorry.
Put what back in the box?
My sneakers. My sneakers. I like to keep them in the box.
Oh, brother. You knew exactly where I was going.
See, essentially, you see how they do me, because they know how I am. But I'm trying to be, I'm trying to stay nice about it. I'm not trying to, really, because once I get started, honey, I'm trying to tell you, whew, my libido is like off the Richter scale right now, and I'm trying to, or my libido.
Oh, God. I heard that recording. Libido.
Your Lipitor. What the hang? You got a Lipitor and libido.
Libido.
Just remember.
Libido.
Look. So you're going to give me all that eugenic stuff again. You got to stop that.
That ain't my word. That is not my word. That is my hobby word.
Well, you know she'll
so
like
bad
it too.
About you know what? I can't with you tonight. I'm not going there. I'm not. They trying to do the same to me, Sonny. Help.
I'm an innocent bystander. I don't even know how to help. Wish I did.
Well, y'all can help me get rid of Marsha Brady. That's what y'all can help me do, too.
Oh, Lord.
Hit her in the nose
no
or something. Dang.
Oh, Lord. I ain't messing with them folks at your job. I'm not doing it. Oh, man.
I'll teleport
wow.
you,
Oh, man, I wish I could teleport.
Yeah. send me to the couch, please. I'm just
I'm definitely. I'm going to send you right over to the Love Lounge. Thank you for coming through and stick around for the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Wow. Wow. I'm such a fan, and he knows it. He knows it. They're trying to get me to get in my naughty stage. I don't know if you actually heard me in my element and really, really getting my thing off.
I always listen to the Love Zone. Always.
Okay,
so
you
weeks,
know.
I've been holding my breath a little bit. I'm like, please, I don't know. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for extra Love Zone. Not yet.
Girl, I've been pretty good lately, though. Pretty good. I think so. I think I deserve a couple cookies or so for being a good girl. I'm going to open up this next mic and see who we got calling in. Area code 410, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, since you don't know who it is, I'll introduce myself. I am the Poet Has Spoken.
Oh, goodness. Hey. Oh, man. Just haven't heard from you in a while, but I am so stoked that you called in tonight. How are you? How you been, love?
Man, listen. The universe is working overtime in my favor. I have been wonderful. I have 1,000 members on Poetry in Motion on Facebook. Present the Poet's Corner. Instagram is going wonderful. I'm about to launch my daytime open mic / getting to know people on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. on Instagram. You can find me @has.spoken. Yeah, I'm just pushing.
Awesome. Can you put that in the event page, please? Post all And I saw your video this morning. I was watching it. I saw you giving thanks and shout outs.
I was ecstatic this morning. Also, I've been running a talent show for the last, this Friday will be the finale. I'll put that in there as well. We have 25 amazing creatives from the UK, America. And they're going to be battling it out for $100. Everybody come to Instagram to my page and support them because the third and final round, the crowd will have an influence on who wins.
Nice.
So then after this time the show is over, we will be running it back within 2 to 3 weeks. This time it will be for $200. And the theme for the talent show will be erotica.
Okay. Wow.
So that's all singers.
What's the date for that?
Poets. Say that again.
What's the date for that?
We don't have a date for when it's going to start up, but it will be 2 to 3 weeks from this Friday.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But I'll make sure that I'll put it on your page.
Please do. Yeah, please do. I don't know if you've been introduced to my lovely co-host, essentially Janice, the poet has spoken.
Hello,
Diva. Yeah, the sky is awesome. I'm an instant fan from the first time I heard him. Trust me. He's really, really good, a great poet, and I can't wait. But you want to ask him the question, essentially?
Yes. So, can you be in a
I'm about to go extremely grown.
Okay.
Let me
ask you the question first. Can you be in a relationship?
Absolutely not. I got to be able to kiss both of them. I mean, I hope that wasn't good, but you know what I mean.
Oh, honey,
I,
this is a love zone. I know what you're talking about. It's all
Yeah. I'm definitely a kisser. It brings on more passion. We would have to go out separate ways. I'm sorry.
Right.
Absolutely. Have you ever come across somebody, a woman, that you wanted to be with?
Women that didn't actually like to, but I've never come across one that didn't do it at all.
Okay.
I mean, it might just be my vibes that bring it out of them, you know. I'm a special kind of guy.
I know that's
great. She didn't like you at first, and then you changed that for her? Is that what you're saying?
Say that again?
You're saying she didn't like you at first, but then you changed that for her?
Of course. I'm something like a magician. Right. I'm like a magician.
I know that's right.
I don't have
like
eight boys.
Special kind of lover.
Right.
I don't think
y'all
caught that.
All right. I'll put you on that one. All right. Look.
But I got this new piece. New piece. It's probably about a week old. The name of it is Pussy.
The mic is yours.
It is cold, so let me be your heat. I will be your alarm as you sleep, awakening from the slither of the snake penetrating the wake of your caverns. Your face expressions of bliss. When the motion is slow, you glow from the blow for blow. I now decide to take a knee as you sit before me to take my nourishments in. This pussy is my best friend. Only this pussy can take my dry mouth away. Pussy, will you marry me? I would make love to you like a fairy tale came true. I would fuck you like the world was coming to an end. Sex with us would never end. Even when I'm not inside of you, the vibes between me and you can be felt by all of existence. There's no denying it. I am whipped to whip the whipping of your cream. My favorite word is whelp. Let me tell you what it means. We eat and lick pussy. Pussy, please say yes to me. So when the pastor says you may kiss the bride, I can put my tongue inside as your lips touch mine. Oh, pussy, can you see? You make me weak at the same time you make me strong. I stand at attention to show you my arm is long. Come bounce on my pogo stick. Paint my dick with your moistness. Prove to me you are the best. Prove to me you are the wettest. Prove to me, pussy, the poet has spoken.
Good Lord.
I don't think I was properly warned.
Ooh, chat. I not told you he was good, but I wasn't ready. No, but Lord have mercy. Yes, yes, yes. You see, this is why I am such a fan. I can't wait to listen to the playback of this show. Ooh, and it's just getting started. Oh, y'all messing with me.
And
oh,
this,
Lord.
Yes, I've missed this show. I've been, like, really forgetting, not forgetting that the show is on, but, like, my times and my days have been running together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's
always
nothing but
an open mic here for you.
I know, and I got it on. I got it on my calendar now where that it comes up for me, so I ain't going to forget no more.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all make
thank
sure y'all come
so
to Instagram and see. Got a lot of good things happening over there.
I know you do. I'm going to try to come on through more often than what I do because I'll be on something else, but I'm definitely going to try and come through even more because I am such a fan, and tonight, you know, you did the damn thing to us, but it's all
right.
Right. It's all right. I'm calming down.
I need
a cup of ice.
I've been in the building correct, and I ain't been here for a while.
Yeah,
right.
you brought it. You definitely
making up a
lot
of time.
Ooh, honey, ooh, I might have to take a cold shower tonight.
When my job is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely came through, but thank you so much for coming through. And
absolutely,
you know, it's always an open mic here. I'm gonna set you over in the Love Lounge with everybody else. One love, one mic.
I'll be the therapist tonight. The therapist gonna have to sit on the couch. I'll be the therapist tonight.
Oh, the therapist is on Saturday night, but we gonna need one to keep fitting people like that. We gonna need Sexaholics Anonymous or something.
Oh, I appreciate y'all, I really love your platform. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank
Please.
You. And you keep coming through. All right.
I will. Y'all next time.
All right. One love, one mic.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. I need,
I'm going to add some ice to my beverage.
I need some ice, not to my beverage. I need it somewhere else. Some real shit. I am not playing. Yeah. I'm so serious. I'm so worked up. Ooh, I'm trying to calm down. I really am. Okay. We're going to open up this next mic and see what we got in here. Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. I done hit the wrong part of it. Wait a minute. All right, here you go. I'm touching the number instead of the microphone to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you, I'm off right now. I'm off center. Really. Whew. I need some. All right, here we go. Area code 815. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, happy Wednesday. I'm so happy to be here in La Puerta Negra and essentially Johnny.
Hey,
Storm.
How you doing,
Mom? Happy Wednesday. This is sometimes I miss the show. I'm going to tell you what happens. Often I have my grandchildren, like, you know, one weeknight, and that weeknight will be Wednesday, and one weekend night, and it's usually Saturday. And if it's the last Sunday of the month, they'll join me on Epiphany because now they're about their life. But the reality is, you know, the way my life is set up, I can't always get my mics on. So this is my second. I'm going to leave here and go to another one if time permits, and if not, then I'm done. But, yeah, it's April, and I'm getting my poetry on.
I know that's right. We all get my poetry on, girl.
Yeah, it's an
obsession.
Oh, I have the question. Right.
Who asked the question last? Essentially, was it you or was it me? I told you I'm off.
Yes, I did. He threw me all off. So, yes, I asked the last question.
Yes.
All right, yes. Gina. I'm going to ask you the question. All right. Can you be in a relationship without kissing?
Oh, God. Okay, so I got two answers. I've been in a relationship that didn't have kissing, and I was in a relationship where the only thing that it was kissing. So once I found somebody that I was just kissing, I couldn't imagine not kissing again. But the person I didn't kiss, it's the thing that you said, the friend of neighbor. He was a cigarette smoker, and I'm a weed smoker. He smoked weed too, but he would always smoke a cigarette afterwards. And I would be like, oh, yeah, see, I would have kissed him, but nah. I could kiss on him, but I couldn't kiss his mouth. I just couldn't. Tastes like an ashtray. I know that. I was married to a cigarette smoker who didn't ever quit smoking. And all I could think was, I'm not going to be able to continue to do this. It's horrible. So, yeah, when you don't smoke cigarettes and you're with someone who does, it's really problematic for the non-smoker. And I think that you were saying about taste and smell, our taste and smell is already amplified. I know I am. My sense of smell is so heightened. My family jokes that I should smell luggage at the airport. So I always know when my trash need to go out, somebody's deodorant failed them, you know, just unacceptable things in public settings. So being socially distant has always been a thing for me. I need to back up from people because people smell. It's not always good. Sometimes they bathe in cologne and body spray and perfume, and you'd be like, bruh, this fucking guy. So smells have a lot to do with it. I was listening to the tutorial that C-34 Music gave on dental hygiene, and all I could think was, that is not just my big brother. He's my twin. I'm about that life. If your mouth ain't right, your kissing will be horrible. So even with somebody who, you know what I'm talking about? Their breath is not up to par. Like, their digestive tract needs to be purged. Something wrong. But whatever it is, you need to work that out. You might need a cleanse, a diet. But whatever the situation is, it's coming out your pores. It's coming out your mouth. I can't.
Ooh,
so if you cannot,
it's impossible.
Right. Gingivitis and some more stuff. So if it's impossible for you to wrap your mind around putting your lips on this person's mouth, then you're not to kiss them. So if you do anything else with them physically, it's just an act. You know, like sneezing. It's a relief. But you're not satisfied. Because something's missing that could be essential. And the reason it's not is because, why don't we have to do it? Young mouth. Like when you can see green letters in the air when they talk, that's a problem.
Oh my God!
You ain't lying,
I am visualizing your aura is coming out of your mouth. I can't.
Yeah.
It's green.
Yeah.
It does not mesh well with mine. We're not the same. When your breath is really, really bad like that, you have to pass on the kissing. If you have to pass,
I tell people
on a person, that's not your person.
Okay. I tell people, get you some pure peppermint oil, you know, because a lot of times we don't know what's going on with our gut health, and it does affect everything. That's where everything starts anyway, in the gut. But, you get you some pure peppermint oil, take one little drop. Now, make sure it's the ingestible kind, the kind that you can ingest, because there's exactly. But get you some of that, put a drop on the back of your tongue, and it'll help. It will make a big difference because it's very soothing, and it's healing as well, especially for people that deal with issues with their breath and their innards. Okay. All right, we ain't going to stay on this one too long, but you're absolutely right. I agree with you.
If your breath
does
not smell like you're constipated, I'm just saying.
You know, okay, you're right. Sometimes, I've come across people where they breath smell like it came from a dungeon, like it was a chain attached to it. Just bad.
You're not a dungeon.
Yeah, you know I ain't right.
I was ready. Oh, yeah. I don't hardly ever get thrown off, but that threw me out.
y'all know how I am.
I was
telling
people all the time. I would tell people this. I said, I would like to live in a mini castle with a moat and a drawbridge. And they were like, and what else? Dragons? Hey, if possible, yes. But please no. An electrified fence will work. Like,
okay.
What are you talking about? Hey, you got to know your boundaries. Stay over there like a good neighbor. Yeah, for the kissing.
Okay. I know you are the freestylist, okay? So I'm going to just ask you, what you going to do for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a kissing piece because that's the topic, and I have a real life application that I can use, so it'll be timely and pertinent to the topic. So this will be a cakewalk. I'm not saying that freestyle for me comes easily. Because I'll do work at it. But what I'm saying is I'm going to bring it because I love this topic. Y'all gave me life.
That's what's up. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm titling this Kissing Game. I didn't know that I wanted to kiss you until I did. I'm going to be honest with you. Your lips are kind of big. I mean, like, fuller than most people of color. And all I could think was I could suck on them either one at any given time and feel like even from the moment they would be mine. I wanted to have your full lips envelop mine. I wanted you to try to suck my lips off my face. Never be you just getting a nibble, merely a taste. I want to kiss you whole. You in my arms and make you feel safe from the world outside, the noise, the police, your job, and all harm. I want to be the calm in your life. I don't want to merely play this kissing game. I want to kiss you just right. I want you to feel like you need to thank my parents for birthing me. My father's gone, but I still have my mother, and we share DNA. So you can thank the queen for having me and you being gifted with this kiss of mine this evening. The only reason I wanted to kiss you was because you said that you were offended. I know I'm not really so much. The PDA that you try to do when you see me right away makes me cringe internally. But then I look at your lips and I say, I need to tell your parents, job well done. I'm not saying that everything about you is perfect, but your lips can work it. And when I kiss you, I feel like I too am blessed. For us to do anything other than kiss as soon as we meet would be like our lives were incomplete. I don't know who I was kissing before I kissed you, but if you were my last first kiss, that would be okay with me, boo. I swear. I never gave so much thought until it came back in a memory. And all I could do was reminisce on the last time those full lips of yours were on me. Every little place that you kissed came alive. I'm saying electrified and tingling. I was vibrating on a level that was so high. I didn't even know where I was. I don't think it was still in this galaxy. So I appreciate you playing the kissing game with me. I'm Gina Stone. Thank you for indulging me. Indeed.
Wow. Wow. Y'all making me miss kissing. Why did I even bring up this topic?
Right.
for real.
I did. I missed it. And then I got kissed and was like, okay, all right now.
Sensual. I loved it. Your voice changed a little bit at the beginning. So look at Gina.
I was a girl. My mind was focused. Like, I was in that moment, and I had to remember y'all were listening and pull myself.
That's what's up.
That was just a memory.
It's all right. You know how we do over here.
Yes.
Ain't no holds bar over here.
Right, exactly. That was a necessity. I had to get that off me. That was for real.
I thought
that was my
that was
spirit.
Perfect.
I was like, whoa! Kissing is awesome. Yes.
Yes, it is. And I'm an awesome kisser. Well, yes, man.
But kisses have to be picky. You know what I'm talking about? We can't be just kissing everybody.
Oh, now, you're right about that, honey, because my kisses are precious. I don't play that shit. Y'all making me miss it tonight.
Ain't
I don't know where I came up with this.
Right. You better kiss me for real, I'm going for it.
Okay. Yes, I'm definitely a love kissing guy. Okay.
That part. I love y'all. I gotta say one love one mic, because I know y'all got other callers, and we done creeped up into time about to get short, y'all.
All right. We'll set you over the love lounge. One love, one mic. Thanks for coming.
I'm going to put on a glove seat so I can be socially distant. I'm just going to, you know, be wide leg like I ain't been raised right.
Oh, Lord. Bye, Gina.
Love y'all. One love, one mic.
Coming up in here, cutting off. I'm gonna do this real quick.
Okay.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my lovely diva, essentially Janine. Tonight, we are asking the question, can you be in a relationship without kissing? Is that actually possible? I wonder. You know what, Johnny? I'm going to open up this next mic. But before we do, I want to know, did you bring a piece for us tonight? Because I brought a little something. Wow. And we didn't actually read our pieces.
Yeah, I got something. Oh, man, I got to set up my music, though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. I've got it all set up.
I want to hear. All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay. I remember the constellations we talked about the night we met and how you didn't see my taking a break from socializing as something that needed to be remedied. Instead, you joined me without disrupting my peace, and you followed my line of sight until you realized that I was only spending time with the moon. And soon afterwards was this ease of being, time revealing that somehow we'd met before. I loved how I laughed with you over some obscure, corny, geeky shit details I wouldn't share because no one else would get it. You felt familiar, like the home I would go to, and when I would wake with you, no one cared about how much time had passed. I couldn't last past the first of too many movies chosen, and to be honest, I only wanted to sleep with you, to lay beside you, close my eyes, and be at peace with you. I walked through dreams with you. You're still the only one I've felt the most like myself with, and you're the only one I've never kissed. And peace.
Girl, you got me over here screaming. Oh, my God. That is so precious. I love Oh my God.
I did too.
Oh man, I love that piece. Oh,
I don't have a title for it yet. I need help.
Oh, honey, I'm the queen of untitled pieces, believe me. And Pharrell gets on me about that. Girl, you better start naming them pieces and stop playing.
Yeah, I'm going to be in trouble. He's going to get both of us.
Yeah, he is. He is. But it's all right. It's all right. Because this one, I do have a title for. This piece is kind of old, but I'm going to give it to y'all anyway because I think it falls in line with the title.
Perfect. Yeah. I like it yours.
Thank you. I call this the lost kiss. Good one, too. I love to kiss and consider it to be an art, especially the passion derived from it. But not everyone's an artist. Even the anticipation of lips meeting as you draw in close is exciting and strangely satisfying. Soft, moistened collisions of passionate exchanges of energies. Such a small section of connection of skin is enough to overpower the entire body. That led to forever encounters and beautiful families, but also unrequited love sometimes. And though I've mastered the art, my kisses aren't common. So I've become friends with loneliness, awaiting worthiness of one soul's art to bathe my weight. Then I heard a voice one day, it said, let me prove my worthiness. And when I asked, did you even know what star to follow to read? There wasn't a need to look up to the heavens above for any guide because he'd found a piece of heaven right here on earth from the light that shined from within my spirit, that it was bright enough for him to reach me anywhere. And that is what brought him here. And that's that piece.
Yes, that was beautiful. There was this one section where you talked about you tied in kissing to the future and about it leading to beautiful families. And I kind of lost track of everything at that point because I was just so like, how beautiful is that? Like, that's a prelude to your future. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. It's starting with just one kiss. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You never know where it'll lead, you know. Some kisses are electrifying, some are crap. Yeah.
I know that's right.
Thank you, thank you. We might get fussed at with this next caller. I'm gonna open up his mic anyway.
Not ready. Area code 267. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what it do? What it do? What it do?
Oh man!
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, shanana bang bang. What's going on, ladies? I hear y'all doing y'all thing up in there with that sexy piece of both of y'all's. That was very lovely and sappy to both of you.
We knew he was going to say sappy. I knew that word had to come out. Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all been doing some sappiness lately. I like it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm feeling, excuse me. Shut up, Rocky.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry, y'all. He gets on my nerves. See, Jordan. You know what? I'm feeling this happiness because I am. I'm a lover and I'm a cuddle bug and you know, I'm very affectionate. As this guy used to tell me, I'm very affectionate. And I just love that kind of stuff, too. I like sappy. Yeah.
Sappy is beautiful. Especially when it comes to kissing. You know, kissing and sappiness, they both go hand in hand, you know?
Yep.
It does. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Janice, would you like to ask our CEO the question?
Yes. So, for real, can you be in a relationship? Can you be in a relationship without kissing?
The answer to that would be no. I wouldn't want to be, and I'm not going to be. I need to see my lips. I think lips are the doorways to bliss. You know, I want to know what's on your mind through your lips. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I want to go inside your mouth and listen to the sound your brain makes as it hums. You know what I'm saying? Lips are the doorways to it all. You know. And if, you know, but like a pillar maybe I said on some seriousness, you know, romance, that sappiness, that being, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm a very sensitive brother when it comes to romance, comes to my lady. I like those soft moments, you know. You know, we just cuddle, we sit back in love and we share in loving moments, you know. Inside them. So you don't even have to speak, just, you know, just being together and sharing each other's vibration. And I think that kissing for me, it just the number one ingredient for me. Yeah. You know, I gauge you and how I feel about you through my kisses and what I receive in return. You know, kissing is everything for me. So being in a relationship without a kiss is like, it's like being, you know, being hungry, sitting in a house full of 20 boxes of cereal and no milk.
Okay.
I need milk. Okay. I need milk in my shit.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't want to share your milk, ain't nothing like finding out that she was kissing on somebody else.
That's when the milk goes sour.
Yes, right, that's right. But to answer your question simply, without going off topic too far, is no, I could not be. I don't want to be, I shall not be.
All right.
And that's that piece.
All right. Okay. So before you get into your piece, you want to tell everybody what you got going on over there on Monday night?
Oh, Monday night, Shababy Baby, the Soul Cafe Monday nights at Epiphany Radio, we call it. Let's chill at the Soul Cafe. Myself, La Perla Negra, the poet Van Meadows, and essentially Janice. We get into some neo-soul, hip-hop, R&B is the flavor of the night, y'all. But later on in the program, we do some creative writing together. Everybody on the call for those who ended a challenge of picking up our pen. We throw some phrases out there and we collab together. We write together. We write these pieces. You have until the song is over to have these pieces completed. And sometimes I might stop the song short, but that's the whole gimmick to the thing. So we create and we share in each other's creativity, how we write, what motivates us, and things of that nature. We have a good time. It's always fun. And, you know, my phone usually drops, my call usually drops, and they talk about me when somebody snitches on them. So call in, be a snitcher.
Here you go.
Oh, man.
And be
really
one of those
get
that
away from us.
That's right. And that's the Soul Cafe Monday night, y'all. We have a good time. So just come out and join us. You know, y'all masterful writers, those are y'all big time writers and all that. People get scared when it's time to pick up your pen. You know, we ain't trying to, we don't want to hear the most masterful thing written, because a lot of people, you know, they won't spit nothing but that that showstopper. It ain't got to be no showstopper, y'all. We have a good time. sharing each other's creativity and whatever you can come up with. So a lot of people just be nervous, and I don't know why. I don't get it, but it'll make your pen stronger, you know what I'm saying, by picking it up when we do our segment called Pick Up Your Pen. So that's all Monday night, y'all. We have a good time. We have some fun. And for those ladies, you know, that want to flirt with me, make sure that you're a kisser. Don't even think about coming in my inbox if you ain't no kisser.
Yes.
I'm telling you straight from the door. And that's my teacher.
Oh, that's right.
Janice, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Baby. Oh,
let me check my inbox right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
No comment. Now, for real. For real. My love. Mm-hmm. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight, Cody?
Y'all better stop inboxing me. I'm trying to read what people are inboxing me. Okay. No, I did bring a piece. This is an old piece. Y'all probably heard it a million times. But I picked it real quick because it has something about lips in it and kissing and all that kind of stuff. And it's very sappy. So, you know, I'm not trying to do no, you know, showstopping and all that thing, but I just wanted to be a part of this. I love the topic. And this piece is titled These Lips Captivating.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Captivating. She holds me captive, still in the way her heart embraces me. Lips, soul to soul, kissing me, spiritually kissing. Our souls tied, kissing, soul to soul we kiss, long and passionate. Mouths that meet, never wanting to release, holding her, she holding me, captivating. This unification of we, finally, a heart that beats just for me. She holds me. She holds me captive. Put these lips on her. Taste her thoughts, her dreams. Taste every bit of her, bitter or sweet. I just want to kiss her. Her lips, her whole being with these lips. Just a sip of her, no sugar, no sugar added, just a little lemon. See, she's my cup of tea, my nectar, already sweet she be. See, I want to kiss her, just a simple kiss, die between her lips and be reborn between her thighs, right off in bliss with her closed eyes, me, her, and Jesus, write new scriptures. Envision heaven, experience universal vibrations and sexual sensations. Reach for the stars on tippy-toe feet from gravity. Levitate, leave this earth, dance on the moon, her and me. Together, as we kiss, as I kiss her, as she kisses me. I want to grab passion's ladder, climb up inside her and kiss her from the inside where her heart lies. Kiss her, kissing her, hold her, holding her, softly feathered, her skin, my skin, skin to skin, wearing each other like sweaters, dressed in warmth, her lips. My lips lip to lip meet as we kiss life together. We kiss life together. But first, after I put these lips on her, what are lips but that are doorways to bliss? Each passionate slow motion inhales inside of each other from a non-sexual orifice, two attached to one lung. One heart, one pulsating beat, blood pressure flowing through both, water falling from head to feet, cascading spiritually, radiating in unison as we ravishly partake in this anointing. Captivating. Her lips hold me,
holds me captive still in the way her heart embraces me, soul to soul kissing me, spiritually long and passionate, mouth that me never wanting to release, holding her, she holding me captive, captivating this unification of we. Finally, a heart that beats just for me, and when she and her lips greet me, how the soft lips of life's entanglements leaves us spent, worn out from all this kissing and all these loving moments. See, she holds me. She holds me captive. How captivating it is, kissing. She holds me for real.
Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, after and that piece was sensual. It was arousing, but it made me swoon as well. It was so beautiful, and everything you said in there, man, talking about longing for, that was beautiful, for real. I love that piece.
Thank you. Swept away with that. I especially love the references to connection, unification of we, and we kiss life together. That got me. And then the spiritual references I absolutely love.
Absolutely.
Because that's where you took us. You know, that's, that's like lifted up.
And that's why I don't see how it's possible not to be in a relationship without that. Unless that person has been in a car accident and they face is smashed in, look, inbox
right.
me, and I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
But you better be the kisser to inbox me. Stop inboxing me, Gina. Gina,
I'm about to inbox you right now.
Just calling people out for real.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a couple guys inboxed me, too. I'll talk to them later. I don't know what's up with that.
Man, I cannot.
Get this again.
Oh, my goodness. I was acting up.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's going to get me. I know he is. Thank you so much for calling in. For real, I'll put you over in the love lounge for everybody else, man.
Okay.
And we will talk soon.
Hey, it's been nice. I'll continue to listen, and you guys having a nice program. I'm just messing with you guys. It's beautiful. I love it, especially when you're talking about something as simple as kissing. It's beautiful. And if I could, I'd kiss both of you right now in a big kiss of smorgasbord. And I'd lick your face afterwards. I'd remove inches of makeup.
Please don't. I don't wear makeup. For real. And I don't
you
think
will. You won't need none.
I
gotta lick it off. They're gonna
so
think
weird.
You got something on when I finish with my Okay, y'all can put me in mute and get me kind of carried away.
Right. One love, one
baby,
mic.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy. Man is crazy. That is your CEO.
Right.
All right, we'll open up this next microphone and see who we got. Area code 562. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? Hello. What do we have on the mic?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Hello. And who do we have on the microphone tonight?
I might go by the name of Venom.
Of course you do.
Hey. Why did I recognize your voice? Oh, man.
I knew who it was. I wanted to hear the
set. Oh, Lord.
He's messing with me.
Well, you know, I just try to make it do what it do.
It's all right, too. It's all right. How you doing tonight, Venom?
I'm good. I'm digging the show, man. I'm digging the show. I'm sitting here battling with my own self of what kind of pieces to do because I don't really have a lot of love. Mine is borderline either one or the other, you know. And so it's like, wow, what do I do? So I just do what I do. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna do a Gina.
That's what I say. Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah. That's what I say all the time. Okay, I'm still confused. Who asked the question? Did you ask the question, Jenny?
Yeah.
Or did I ask the question?
Yeah, I asked it last.
You did. All right. Well, I have to ask you this question, Venom. Can you be in a relationship without kissing?
Unequivocally, no. I got this. Man, give me the sloppy tongue. I want to feel it. I want to lick the neck while I'm kissing. Yes. So I would say definitely no. You know, I'm with for real, man. You can't have no relationship without kissing. What kind of relationship is that? Because she kissing somebody. You may be working her up and everything, but she's going to be kissing somebody. Because that's part of the makeup of intimacy. You got to kiss.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, even if you just walking by in the kitchen and you get that kiss, you'd be like, oh, where'd that come from? Like, come here. Give me that.
Hi,
it's one of them situations.
Oh,
yeah. So it's like,
yes.
Hey, I could not be in a relationship if there's no kissing involved. Unless even if my lips weren't there, I still got a tongue. So I'm going to make some happen. I'm going to care. So, hey, you know, my lips can be disintegrated, but my tongue is still there. I'm good. Let's go. You know, so yeah. I mean, I don't know. Whoever is in a relationship like that, and they can't kiss, or they not kissing, then y'all not having a real intimate relationship. Because you can kiss and not have sex, and it's intimate. You know, and that person can feel you. You know, they can feel your energy through the kiss. So yeah, you know.
Indeed.
So there it is.
Yes, love. Whew, you gotta preach. You are absolutely right. Yes, it's nothing like that meeting of that soft that touch right there. It's just so much energy is generated through that little section right there, that connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it sets off a firestorm in the whole system. Like I said in my piece, it can render the whole body completely, I can't even remember the word I used, but you know what I'm saying. It could break the whole body down, you know,
right,
just from
right.
that one little touch right there. Ooh,
yeah.
Lord, mercy.
I mean, you know, that's just real talk, though. You know, that's real. I mean, I don't know nobody who went kissing. Even if you get a morning kiss, I mean, but at least have your breath be right. I was with Gina on that one. If your breath smelling like halitosis and 8 days of get back, there's something wrong. Something wrong.
Okay,
you need to go check that
minute.
Before you even reach to kiss me, you know? Yeah.
So tell me something. Now, I got to debate you on that one particular thing. Now,
what?
That morning breath, what if you, listen now. Listen.
Okay.
Let me say what I'm
saying. I'm listening.
You're laying
listening.
In the bed, okay? Your body, y'all done did what you did throughout the night, okay? And 9 times out of 10, the female, her she just been simmering. That first kiss in the morning, you mean to tell me you don't roll over and you kiss her first thing in the morning? You say, oh, babe, go brush your teeth so I can have a kiss.
Well, I don't want to be too out there with that, but there's another way to get past that. And it's called using her body to quench your thirst. So I'm going to do that before I do that. So now I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
So I don't mind kissing you now because
too.
Now. Okay, so there you go. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that. You know?
Okay, that's
But I'm still
going to
say after. I'm still going to say after, you know.
Naturally,
get you some Listerine.
Yeah. I mean, well, naturally you're going to want to get up and go in the bathroom because you're going to feel some type of way. I mean, anybody that got any common sense is like, all right, baby, we done did this, dude. Let me go in the bathroom real quick. You know what I mean? Do what I got to do. I'll be back. Get my air kit. You just take your ass in there, throw up some soap and water, some Listerine, some toothpaste, all that. Blend all that shit together and make it do what it does.
Right.
So,
get you some baking soda. Get you some baking soda. You know.
That's what T-Double was saying. Rockside, baking soda. He had a whole recipe.
Okay. Now, Venom, before you get into your
shoes,
you want to tell everybody what you got going on over there in your world?
Yes.
Okay, Majestic Inc., we having a party, y'all. We just been having so much fun, and all the poets that's been coming through. I just want to say salute to everybody. Come on back again, you know, not this Saturday, but on April 17th, we got a special show dealing with collaborations. And, I mean, we telling everybody, grab somebody you maybe you haven't worked with before. Maybe it's an old piece that you've done and you don't, that poet is no longer around somewhere. Grab, let somebody else take care of that piece and do the collabo and come on and make it hot. We don't care what kind of piece it is. Let's just have some fun. And then we got a little special surprise for the collabos at night, you know, and we just going to have some fun.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'd rather enjoy myself over there at Majestic Inc. I'm looking forward to calling in again. Definitely. I had a ball, and I love the sound effects. We got to work on getting some more sound effects over here. The splashing of the water.
Oh, man.
That
was the best one.
Okay, yes, that. I love that. I'm like, oh, listen to that. Okay, I like that one.
Hey,
yeah.
We be trying to have some fun. I tell you, it's a party, man. You know, I mean, I'm just thankful for everyone who came through, and we just rocked the mic. We got some serious people on the team that just make us shine behind the scenes. So I salute them as well. And, hey, I mean, hey, it's like I say, one family, one unit. Let's make it happen. You know, poetry is a big community. Let's all just bridge together and have fun doing it.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Thank you for that. Do me a favor also, can you post that information in the event page for us so everybody can know what's going on, you know, and how put the phone number and everything so we know how to contact you and come up in
work.
Get in with the family next. Now,
that's right.
I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. And without further ado, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. The title of this piece is called Sex on the Beach. So let's do it. Picture with your eyes closed for a minute. I need everyone, just close your eyes, just for the duration of this piece. The sea breeze, the smell of the salt water, don't you feel how arousing it is? Then picture the sun is gone, the sky is dark, and only the stars from above are what shines upon you and I. Then I slowly kiss your neck. With soft kisses, I lick your fingers one by one as I look you in the eyes, and the thought of lust and anticipation hits your body as you start to quiver. But instead of me starting from the top and working my way down, let me start from the bottom and work my way up. You know I like sucking your toes and licking and caressing them. Especially when they're manicured. So sexy. my hand touching your face, kissing and licking on your bottom lip, watching the look on your face as I do that because it's so erotic. It's so intense that my finger gets hard from the thought of just you. The tone of your voice in my head, the feel of your skin being soft as I lick your thighs, gently teasing the upper thigh area, kissing both thighs, smelling the juices flowing from your body. You see, I'm wanting to taste, but hold on, not just yet, but waiting until that right moment to place my tongue on the soft, wet patch. You see, that tongue that I have has been craving you all day. Don't you want to feel my tongue playing with the love spots? I know you do. As I engulf my tongue there, I can feel the heat that is generated as I bury my face in your pudding patch, tasting it the way that I love to do. I need to do that for myself and even more so for you. You're holding my head down as each lick sends you into utter ecstasy, as your body has hard, pulsating explosions. Then I jump up, hold your head as you begin to suck the tip of the stick inside your wet, soft mouth, teasing me with your eyes with that gimme that dick type of look as you send me to La La Land by sucking the hell out of me as I begin to erupt. But you don't want to stop just yet. You begin to suck on it a little bit harder, stroking the stick, licking the balls, grabbing until your ass is right on top, putting you right where you need to be. But then you're backing up because I need to be sucking on those round mounds while you bounce all up on that dick, making me remember how your body feels on me. You see, then I begin to lean you over the guardrail and place the stick inside of you, and we begin to make love all over again. While you're leaning over the rail, the only sounds of the waves drowning out the intense cum sound. Then I lick the pussy once again. As you're on my face grinding, I'm licking and sucking and going in like it was going to be our last time ever. And all of this has to take place because we both need to be fucked, senseless instinct.
Ooh, child, y'all. Lord have mercy. Yes, we do need to be fucked. We need to kiss. We need to make love. All of that. Oh, Lord, y'all. What are y'all doing to me tonight? I got to check myself next topic that I come up with because y'all really bringing some fire tonight on here, and it's getting to me. I don't know what phase the moon is in, but good God Almighty, I love that.
Thank you.
Oh man, Jenny.
Listen, I'm at a loss for words right now. I was following directions. I closed my eyes like I was told, listen, I was again unprepared. I have no words. I'm stumbling.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to need. I gotta get my son to get me a cup of ice. Y'all got me going.
Y'all crap.
I'm gonna be all right, but good gravy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that, Venom. That piece was awesome. And I love to listen to you recite your pieces as well.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna have to go on a hiatus after this because I don't know how much I can take.
I was bouncing back and forth on what to do, and I really didn't know. And I was just kind of, I've been having a bad day today with what pieces to do all day today. So, I'm glad it came out okay, but I was just kind of like, what do I do? You know? So, there you go.
Thank you so much for coming through. Yeah. Yes, you did. Right. I'm going to put you over there in the Love Lounge with everybody else.
Yeah, thank you.
Sit back and chill. One love, one mic.
Well, yeah. Gotcha. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Hey, thank you.
Ooh, goodness gracious. All right, I'm going to do this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Love Zone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am here joined by my lovely diva, Essentially Jenny. Now, it is coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. That means you have approximately 6 minutes before we go into overtime, and the Blog Talk Lady will cut you off if you are streaming online. If you want to continue to hear the show or even participate, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Y'all come on, call in, and let's talk about this relationship without kissing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open up this next microphone and see who we have on the mic. Area code 919, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? Are you muted? All right, one more time. Third time's a charm. Area code 919, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? All right, we're going to close this microphone up because something else is going on with them. Well, maybe we'll have time to come back to them.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to this next caller. Area code 909, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
It's me, Bella.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Thank you. Wow. So happy you again. I've been listening. Oh, you like the show?
Yes, ma'am. I love it. The topic
awesome.
Is superb.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, well, we got to ask you the question, Jenny.
So, Bella, can you be in a relationship without kissing?
That's a tricky question, eh? Yeah, I can be.
Tell us more.
Because for me, there's... I love in a different way. It's it's what you call the soul connection. When your soul connects with someone, regardless if that person is near or far from you, everything outshines what they call physicality, you know. And physical attraction can fade and can be tarnished. But then again, once your soul unites, or once the soul, the one who made love, Well, that's a different story. That's a different level of love where I think it can defy everything, you know. And yes, I'm a hopeless romantic sometimes.
No, I can understand that. That's beautifully said, actually.
Absolutely. It was very well put. We got a different outlook on it, and I like that. You know, I didn't think about that, but as soon as you said that, some people are in long distance relationships, and you never know when you're going to see that person. So, and yeah, it's possible to develop feelings and closeness. You know, being intimate comes in a lot of different forms. It doesn't have to be physical all the time. It could be the conversation or the look in that person's eyes, you know. And you could feel the person's vibrations all the way across the room. They don't have to be in the same vicinity. So, yeah, it's possible when you take that kind of relationship into consideration. But thank you for that, Bella. Wow. Yes. That's what's up. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Now, lady, I know you brought something for us to listen to because you brought a beautiful piece for us last night. So.
Yes, ma'am. I have one, but this one is a little bit a sad love topic. And I would love to, I hope I can touch hearts with this one.
Okay. I'm sure you can. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Paint me 1,000 letters. How are we going to do this? It is not going to be an easy task. Do we clench on each other's hands, kiss them while they are warm, hold them until the rainbow disappears, until the moon rejects the morning dew? Do we brush on each moist cheek, cup the face of my anemic time to feel the tenderness you bring? Do we blink 1,000 times, collect the loneliness that drips, forge each one into memories only you and I can whisper? I don't know how to do this. How about you? Can you teach me how? Maybe you can. Try to write me a letter, to write me a song. Paint me 1,000 words, make them sway in our hearts. Love and be loved unguardedly. Dance. Go and find our tune, share it without restrictions. Make love ours, allow the moon to feel jealous. Share your blazing romance. Smile and laugh, then tear while giggling. Smile with no heaviness, be happy. Then sometimes think about me. Then write to me, mi amor. Share the memories of my untold breath. Draft it on the hazy mirror or trace the wind our stories. Leave an imprint on dandelions. Make my tears be gone. Help heaven stop from weeping. Anything, then find me in your heart. Every day, every moment. Until your every day and every moment becomes your sometimes. Then they will turn into until you can. But never forget to murmur to the breeze what it means to paint 1,000 words. And poem.
You said, let's make the moon jealous. Oh, my God. That voice was so beautiful. And you know what? Your accent and your voice, it's just the perfect combination for the poetry that you write and recite, and I could listen to you over and over again. That was so beautiful. Oh, my goodness, almost brought a tear to my eye.
Right, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I had my hand on my heart. Like, oh, my gosh, thank you, yes. That was beautiful. There were so many lines I was picking up on. I just jotted down a couple, but the whole thing is beautiful. But what stayed with me was when you said, find me in your heart and memories only you and I can whisper. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you for coming through again. Please continue. Please keep showing up. We love hearing you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Please. We need to hear from you more and more. Please. It's always an open mic here for you, okay?
And for real, said hello.
Yes, he did.
Hi.
Oh, he said he hears you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Bella. Thank you. I'm going to set you over in the Love Lounge with everybody else. Thank you for coming through. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic. Thank you.
Whew. All right, we're going to go back to this number where we got no answer. All right.
Okay.
We're going to do this again. Area code 919. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? And we still have silence. 919, can you hear us?
Hello, hey.
There you go.
Sorry.
There you are.
I'm sorry. I was listening, but I drifted off on in my own thoughts.
Okay, it's all right. It's all right. You want to tell everybody who you are?
Yes, I am Granville John Hedrington, better known as Granville the Poet.
Welcome, and how are you tonight?
Welcome back.
Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling wonderful, especially that I'm here at home, comfortable, and still connecting with the whole world and have an audience. I'm loving it.
That's awesome. I'm glad you called in tonight. I look forward to hearing your pieces. That is awesome. Essentially, would you like to ask the question?
Yes, Granville. Can you be in a relationship without kissing?
No, I can't. I am a passionate person. I'm very huggy and kissy. If I like you, I'm gonna be all over you.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be. And you know, to me, it's almost unreal to think of somebody in a relationship and don't kiss it, and not kissing. All unless you're older or something. I mean, I can't even conceive of it.
Good.
Okay. Do I get to do a poem too?
Of course. Now, I know you didn't call in and think he wasn't going to do no poem. I can't believe he just asked me that. Did you hear that, especially? Did you just hear that question?
Yeah.
Of course
that was
you going to do a poem. Okay, I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide this time.
I guess I was raising my son and... Yeah, sure. I want to do a poem, man. Happy that you all will have me do a poem. And I will do something sensuous.
Okay.
Something lovely. I have a few. I have a lot, actually.
Well, the choice is yours. The choice is yours.
Yeah.
And so is the mic.
Okay. You know, this poem I'm going to do for you. I think it's very moderate, I don't know. But this poem is called How Babies Are Made. Our heart races violently. I am in a trance. Thrusting, bearing down with animalistic tendencies, while beneath me she lays and happily so. She receives my every trust. Eagerly awaits the other. Her impulse to comply the oneness, the unison, working as if the fate of mankind depends upon us. And it does. Man, I must forget the damn poem. I haven't done it in a while. And it does. Damn, I'm forgetting the poem. That's embarrassing. Even though I'm home, I'm still doing it from, because I recite. I don't really read, you know. I apologize for that. And
that's
it
okay.
Does.
It's okay. It's
yeah,
okay.
And it does.
And it does. Okay. Okay. I enjoyed I heard so far.
That's all about half the poem. The poem is, and it does.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Let me see if I could pick up. And it does. I'm going to pick up where I remember. Until it comes to a climactic crescendo, as will they entwined, she wears a smile that is obvious to the blind. Standing up, I look down upon her smiling face and ask, want more? Her eyes widen. Her smile widens. If you want to, she says, still smiling and making snow angels in the bed. But that was at least 2 hours, I said. Well, come cuddle with me then. That I can do for an hour or two. Then I'll have to go. My work is done here. I shall then leave the incubating to you. Thank you, thank you. I missed a couple of lines there. I got to practice it some more. Haven't done it in a while.
That's all right. Next time you come back, you'll have it down pat. Whatever you're going to
do
for.
Yeah, I'll practice it. I'll practice it a little more.
That's okay. That's all right. You know it's always an open mic here. We did. And it's always an open mic here for you. Yeah. Thank you for coming. Anyway.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Let's open up this next microphone. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, congratulations. You have made it into overtime. We're going to open up this next microphone. Area code 518, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
It is I, Mojave.
I knew it was so crazy.
It's me. Come on, it's me.
Lord.
Now,
how you doing tonight, Mojave?
Well, I happen to be in fine form. Thank you very much, LaPerla Negra. I'm here on your show, here on the Love Zone. It's super fantastic to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
That's
hey,
okay. It's sexy. Good to hear you.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah. I just figured I'd mosey on in here just for a quick second there and, come and pay my respects to the show.
Make your accent change.
How are you ladies doing this evening? I understand the topic is, can you be in a relationship with someone you can't kiss? And I'm like, yeah, no, I couldn't do that either. I just had to kiss, put my lips. I got to plant them on somebody's face.
Now, see, we were supposed to ask that question, and you know we was. Coming here cutting up. How you going to answer the question and state the topic, the question that things? Yeah. How you going to do that?
Whoa.
Do I come on the Hidden or the War Council or the Honey Sisters doing it?
Or Christmas Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever.
Christmas Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever. I don't come on your show doing that to you. We got to back it up. The question still got to be asked.
I'm just saying. Okay, fine. Fine, we'll follow the protocol. Oh, my God.
He ain't got no sense. He can't help it.
I don't know what it is.
Man, my face hurts again.
I'm sorry. Simmer down.
All right, let me ask you, can you be in a relationship without kissing?
No.
Okay. Have you ever come upon a relationship like that?
You know, all right, I have. It wasn't a relationship.
Okay. What was it?
So let's just say everything else touched except lips.
How did I know he was going to say this?
There was touching. So that you may know someone. No, lips was not touched or exchanged. At least
listen,
not the
I was
one
waiting
that
for that response.
On
I really was.
I'm just saying. I'm just pointing it out. You asked me. I'm just going to be honest. I'm
mm-hmm.
just going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, the lips that you talk with, not touched. The lips that you might talk with, they got touched.
Lord.
Oh, my face hurts.
I know.
That was long.
Mojave.
Yes.
Okay, love. What have you got going on in the Tiffany universe?
Well, the problem, Negro, I'm glad you asked me that question.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you asked me that question. Glad that you did. So, well, here in the Epiphany Radio universe, you know, next Tuesday we have the War Council. That sounds so angry. We have the War Council, which is an egalitarian board of men and women that discuss today's issues. And they're talking about the topic of toxic, which is interactions, relationships, and, of course, sex that will be dealt with. And it'll be continuation from the last War Council with some of the topics and bringing it all together. You know, and we'll be talking some serious things and kicking it out there. And bring yourself, bring your experience. And we're introducing a new War Council member. His name is Wendell. He's from Florida. He's a good dude, very religious, and he practices poly. So that's going to be super interesting.
Awesome.
Now you're fine. Awesome. Now you're fine. I'm like, really? It's going down. You know. But all jokes aside, we're going to have a lot of fun this month. I know the 27th, we are doing there's a group that's on Clubhouse called the Swanky Savages, the Crypto Swanky. Shout out to the Swanky Savages. We're letting them as aid on during the Hidden Radio Show. So it's going to be some wild. There's going to be some wild stuff going on.
Awesome.
Crazy. Oh. All right, so I have a special concept show that I'm going to do the week, but because I did fly speak, you know, I'm doing War Council because I have to get each one and things. So this special concept show will be around law, justice. It's going to be some stuff like we're going to examine, because, you know, by that time we should be done with the trial and everything else. But we're going to examine the George Floyd trial from all legal perspectives. We have people who are in the field. They will not be using their real names because they could go back to their jobs. But you're going to learn something about, you know, black folks in the law, because we got to talk about these things and how it happens and why law happens to be a little bit harder on us than other people. And everybody's like, oh, such and such. And we're like, no, we have all these stats and figures and things that can tell you everything. So that's going to be really dope. But I digress. Poetry?
Oh. Awesome. Hold on, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, child, Lord have mercy. I tell you, ain't nothing more satisfying than a woman taking her bra off. Whew. All right, now back to the show.
And you did it on the show? You did it on the show.
I'm trying to tell you, it's a beautiful feeling. It is a beautiful feeling. Whew. Lord have mercy. Okay, Mojave, now, what did you bring for us to listen to?
Well, I was going to do this. Do one of the first erotic pieces I ever wrote. I was going to read it just to see how you felt about it. Because, you know, someone said that you should kiss both lips until you hear them speak. But I'm not doing any erotic. You know, because people have been doing erotic all evening and stuff like that. And so, you know, I'm not going to walk down that path. I got my own path I got to do. So I got to rock out that way. So
okay.
I'm going to do that first.
Yeah.
So,
Hold on for one second.
Okay. Excuse me. So, you want to hear the first one, or you want to hear, like, something else I wrote?
I want to hear the first one you were talking about. The first one.
All right.
Jenny, what you want first to hear?
One. I take it easy on. I wrote this Orcus years ago. I'm not even going to tell you how many years ago I wrote it. One of the first erotic pieces I ever wrote. And, you know, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So
right.
It'll hurt. It'll crush the younger Javi. He thought he was really swift when he did it.
All right. I'm sure he was. And the mic is yours.
All right. We meet with minds in a place where our souls collide. A spiritual nova transcending mere physical pleasure. I can't read it like I used to read. I'm sorry. I got to read it like me now. I can't read it like that. Sorry. Run that back. We meet. Minds in a place where our souls collide, the spiritual nova transcending mere physical pleasure. I am loving you. I am giving you me, myself, I, all of me, to love me as I am, as you are, willing to make a we, only to extend our physicality. I am knowing you intimately. I am loving you intimately. There's no need to ask you what's your pleasure. I know in every measure your mind and body appreciate the long, slow kisses that caress your mouth, neck, and chest, to take my time while your body's at rest, to use next to professional diction for oral crucifixion, the slinger of vernacular which once flipped words, enunciating now a pronounced thick, slipping and sipping, sliding and gliding, our oratory glory whose purpose now exists like a sword trying to bring depth to your body at rest. As it flows, slashing and slicing at your torso, jabbing and stabbing at hips and thighs, taking a dive into your fifth chakra, bearing the sphere of breath, informing the listening ear that the dance is going well. Roving hands seek to part the valley of thighs, finding oasis whose rivers run the current of creation. My sword sits upon a throne that dictates the bluff, now staring with delight. And feeling like Moses, I watch the parting of the oasis begin. Open the full boon, I taste these. I cannot help but plunge deeper, swimming, drowning in the undertow while the wind sings chants into names of legends. Surfing these waves, I encounter the tsunami which threatens to engulf and drown this fool who has attempted to quell the swell with the sword. Has winter come? For now death approaches. the tidal wave has come, submerged, this fool with his mighty sword swings for all around of his death in the valleys, is in his death throes, emerges victorious, this fool smiles, for now he must explore every fiber of his ring streams and joy, for he is welcomed immediately, resetting back the waters that was held back by the dam of abstinence. He feels the perspiration of his strong back, rake like fields as he plows, carefully sowing. He is aging, once strong hands begin to tremble as the work becomes dutiful, pushing hard, harder than he could before. The wind is upon him, stealing his breath, his youth, his life, he dies. And yet in his dying, he sees the beauty of mountains above the oasis reaching. He suffers his last words vehemently as passing dreams from his lawyers. He is now encompassed by sleep and the embrace of his mother to feel her heartbreak singing satisfaction, the fulfillment of desire, the exchange of love. Poem.
And how old were you when you wrote that piece?
Barely old one ago.
That was, oh man, you've always been writing like that, huh?
Yeah. Young Javi did his thing.
Listen, that was beautiful. I was writing that, and everybody was like, "What is your problem?"
Man, I doubt it.
Yeah. Yo, people's like, people are like, "Why are you writing like this? Why? What is your problem?" I just didn't know. I was ahead of my time. I had no idea. But it was like people tell me that Bob was like, they was really like, yo, why are you writing like that? It's like, you really? For real? This is what you like? Yeah. So
they just weren't ready.
Okay. That's all. They wasn't ready. They wasn't ready. That was beautiful.
But I read it, but before I used to read in a slow metered tone, like, that's why I was like, I can't, I used to. I used to read
that was good. Tone. I like to run back.
Thank you. I got to read like me. Nah. Like, I started reading the poem. I was like, I used to read this poem in a tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you have to express and enunciate each word. Come on, Mahavi, do the enunciation. Mahavi. I'm like, nah, I'm going to just read like me now. See how it happens. No, actually, that could rock. I should actually say that, like, for real. Nobody would know. Nobody would know that poem is, like, 20 years old. Nobody would know.
Aha, there it goes. Okay. There it goes.
No,
it's beautiful, nonetheless. Yeah. Oh, man. Lord. I'd have been
I'm looking forward to hearing it in the playback,
then.
Too.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, thanks.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All
right, Mahavi, I got other callers, love. I got to let you go. I got to get to these other callers.
Listen, don't be out here. I'm the huckabuck. Come on now. Let's go. Get it.
My nerve.
Y'all win. You understand. Like next time, you know, Big Larry Maddox has a party, I'm going to go over there. I'm like, yo, what you come to do? I said, I'm going to come to you, huckabuck. You know, because I'll be playing with it, right? Call me
get out my studio. Get out the studio. Goodbye, Mahavi. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
He's staying cutting up, coming in here.
It's the thing now.
Next microphone. Okay, to this next caller. Area code 646, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
This is J-Rob, the wise son.
Of course
hey.
It is.
How are you?
Hey, love. How are you?
What's happening? I'm pretty good. How's everybody tonight?
It's always a treat. Yes. It's always a treat. Yeah, we call it. I love the man. I'm such a fan. I don't even get me started.
Right.
Don't even get me started. For real to say, I will lather you up and leave you lustered.
You are way too kind.
You know it's all love. Now, Janice, I believe you have a question to ask him.
It is, J-Rob, can you be in a relationship where there is no kissing?
Have you seen the size of my lips?
Lord Jesus, don't, please, don't, God.
Every time I come, y'all
I'm going to lean back right now. I'm going to just lean all the way back.
Did you have to do it like that,
though?
Really?
I just told the truth.
Yo. Oh, my God. See, you, oh, Lord. All right, I'm going to lose.
Right.
Ooh,
get it together.
No.
Fix my face.
I'm trying. Okay.
Oh, well, my lips are pretty big.
Yeah.
So.
No comment. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be good.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Y'all been trying to get me to do it all night. Lord. Goodness. Okay. Before you get into your piece, I'm going to ask you, sticking to the topic, have you ever been approached to have a relationship like that?
Where there's no kissing?
You ever?
I've been in situations where women just stared at my lips when we were talking. That was a little unsettling. You got to get used to that.
I understand.
My lips are too big for my face, but it is what it is.
No, they aren't. Wow, Lord. I'm trying not to do it. I did quite a... You know what? I'm not going to do that. All right. Anywho, there you
go. Did you just whisper? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you just whisper?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm trying to be good. Also, I'm trying to be good.
You can be good. I just didn't hear what you said. You can be good.
Do you have to sound like that?
Oh,
my God.
I have to change up the voice.
This
is intentional. This is intentional.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Lord have mercy. This is the exact same voice that I spoke to when I saw you in Philly.
And I stared at your lips a lot when you were here, too. So I understand what the ladies were doing. Oh, goodness gracious me, Lord. I was just going to sit here and keep rubbing my thighs J-Rob, the wise son, can you tell everybody what you got going on in Tiffany?
Next Thursday, it will be the return of the Get Down between myself, J-Rob, the wise son, and my esteemed co-hosts, who I will present to some and introduce to others as none other than Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I think we're going to bring something really interesting to the microphone. Let's see where people go with it.
Mm. Yay! I love to get down. Y'all got the call, and y'all need to get yourselves over there on Thursday night. That show is so hot. It's super hot. And the energy between you two, between you and Poetic, it is so awesome. It's so high. Man, I mean, we get anxious. We, like, go through withdrawal with y'all not around. For real, we be tapping our veins, you know, and trying to keep our sanity.
That'd be your van. I'm just the trusty sidekick.
No, you can't put it all on him, okay? It don't work with just one.
Okay, both of y'all that make us feel really good. Okay, that's the magnet that pulls us in, both of y'all together. So you can't escape this. I'm sorry, honey. It ain't nothing like that. Let me try that.
I'm very humbled. Thank you.
Now, I know you brought something simply wonderful and delectable for us to listen to.
I hope so.
I know you did. Oh, I know you did.
I'm trying to live up to, you know, Mojave and David Mott's standards, so I hope they'll dig where I'm taking this.
See, I don't think about anybody else when I hear your pieces, but when I know I'm going to hear your pieces, so right now they are non-existent. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is entitled Teardrops. Let me ask you a question. The last time your heart was hurt, did you count the minutes your tears fell from your eyes? Did the sand in the hourglass ask you, did you have enough as each grain fell? Because the human reaction of smiles and cries always ask, what language are the tears when they're falling from your eyes? Did you forgive him? Did you take him back? Did you say never again after your heart was attacked? I mean, when is enough going to be enough? When will you come to the realization that there is a repository waiting for you to give your time, sometime when you have finally healed? When you have decided that you want to be kissed by Afrocentric rainbows that speak Swahili, that taste like peppermint leaves surrounded by diced lavender stems. I want you to treat us as if tomorrow can only happen if only you appreciate today, because today was all we had when there wasn't anything promised to us except for those deep kisses that were supposed to last forever, all because your lips said yes. And the only thing that is required of you is to stop crying over unappreciative, unapologetic, regrettable fools that did nothing for you except make you cry. Now, stop all of this foolishness. Come over here and wrap your arms around your personal version of eternity passionately, as if this was the last time that you would meet me or see me, because your tears have a home where no tears have ever fallen again, will ever fall, and should never fall. And to this, as you look into my eyes while I'm talking to you, is something that I haven't said in a while, I promise. Promises will be kept forever. I have a repository with your name written all over it, and if you would just sign my name across your heart, I promise you that this will never move. And that's that piece.
Oh, child, I'm so glad it's a mute button, because I was going through changes behind the scenes. That was absolutely exquisite. That was so beautiful. Oh, say, Rob, you make me feel. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me shut up, Jenny.
And I'm right there with you. I get caught up every time. I'm glad I have mute. I love your flow, and it just pulls the emotions out of you when you hear your pieces. So thank you for bringing that. I'm looking forward to listening to it again on the playback.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God, that was so beautiful. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I love to hear you. I can listen to you. I done told you this 1,000 times. I can listen to you all day, every day. I'm trying to tell you. Lord, have mercy on my soul. God forgive me for my wicked thoughts. I'm trying to stay in control.
She said, forgive me for my wicked thoughts. That's so nice of you.
I'm trying to tell you. Ooh, it ain't no joke, but I'm trying to tell you. Man. Oh, wow. Wow, we saved the best for last. What a way to end the show, essentially. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for that awesome piece. Thank you for you. Goodness.
Thank you for having me. This was really, 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 really cool.
oh man, you're awesome, dude. You know I'm getting your inbox.
Yes, I
am. I ain't gonna bug you too much though.
You hear this?
I ain't gonna bug you too much. Not too much, you know. I can't wait for them 15 minutes. Look, I'm tripping over my word. 15 minutes go past after the show ends so I can listen to the playback. This is what he does for me, and he doesn't understand. Are you trying to tell him, yo? Lord have mercy. You got that it factor. But, Lord Jesus. All right. I'm going to put you over in the love lounge. And thank you for ending the show for me. Appreciate that. Oh, Lord.
Hey, thank you all so much for having me. I really and truly appreciate it.
All right. One love, one mic.
One and one.
Girl. This was a pretty awesome show tonight.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Everybody came through with just the fire.
Everybody.
Awesome thought shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to drop the microphone because they left it smoking and pretty hot. Ooh, man. Any last words for tonight?
That part. But I just appreciate everybody that came to listen or to press one and share with us your thoughts and your pieces. That makes our evening amazing. We appreciate you so much for calling and coming through. Thank you.
And I want to thank you once again for doing such an awesome job being my co-host, man. You know, you're pretty good. That's all right. So was I when I first came to Epiphany. Trust me, I was a little withdrawn too, but slowly but surely I blossomed, and I see you doing that, and it's an awesome thing. And I would love to have you as a co-host anytime my diva can't be here with me. Okay.
Definitely. I like the way we vibe. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yes. We definitely be vibing. Now, let me give my closing thoughts to everybody that came through. You guys, y'all brought fire tonight. Every last one of you. Not that you don't bring some hot pieces, but y'all, every last one of y'all came through tonight, and I loved it. I really, really did. And I thank you so much for your input, your insight, your experience, everything, conversation, beautiful, beautiful pieces. As I always say, continue to love yourselves, build that relationship inside with yourself. You know, you can have that awesome relationship outside of yourself, because that's what Beloved is trying to do, and he's inside of us. You get that good relationship going with him, too. And continue to love one another, but be safe. Practice your social distancing. Watch it, because this germ out here ain't no joke. It doesn't discriminate. It don't care. It just gets you. And we don't want nobody else to get this mess that's going on. Okay? Man, y'all got me at a loss for words here. I really, really appreciate everybody coming through. Truly, truly, I do. And all the wonderful pieces that you brought. And remember, everybody, there is always an open mic here at Epiphany for you on all these platforms. Every night of the week, you can call in and spit your piece on any show. We got a monopoly on it. Everybody can call in, okay? And don't be afraid to participate. Make sure you press that one. And make it do what it do. All right? And with that, everybody, I want to say peace.
lives and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same. So that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold no one like leaving fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just think planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear him, love? And if my shit go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.